Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about fire extinguishers with all heavy equipment. Again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or give us a call at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Equipment that has been heated up in no time and also has a fuel stored in different chambers is more likely to catch on fire. Heavy equipment works all throughout the day and becomes really hot even after having worked for a few hours. There are high chances that the machine may catch fire, and therefore there is a need to have a fire extinguisher inside the heavy equipment. It also should be within reach of the operator, which means that he or she should not have to struggle to get the extinguisher the moment he or she detects the machine is on fire. The most common reason for heavy equipment to catch on fire is that the fuel tank is located just above the engine, and when the engine becomes extremely hot, the chances of catching fire increases manifold. Just a small spark is enough to cause a big disaster, and therefore the operator should ensure that he or she continues working on the machine after giving some break into it. Now, as per the U.S. Department of Labor and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, it is the sole responsibility of the employer to maintain fire extinguishers. If they are found not to have one in the machine, they will be penalized as per the Labor Fire Protection Code of 1926.150. But there is nothing mentioned in the code about the size of the fire extinguisher one should have, and hence they can have any size of fire extinguisher provided that it is rated not less than 2A and is provided to protect an area of 3,000 square foot. Also, the travel distance should not exceed by 100 feet. What the employer can do before placing an extinguisher is go through the regulation carefully and understand them well so that later on he or she does not have to face any legal hassles from the court of the land. Simply installing a fire extinguisher does not make much sense when the person who is supposed to use it does not know how to use the fire extinguisher. This means that the operator should also have a significant training on how to handle a fire extinguisher. An operator will be the guy who can help himself if a crisis of this sort ever happens. He or she will not be able to find help from outside if he does not know how to operate it well. It is a danger for him. The construction companies should also put significant emphasis on the program related to firefighting and should engage people to attend. The workers in this job site should be trained to tackle the situation, as this may save a life of their fellow workers. OSHA basically has strictly mentioned in their regulation book that employer has to take the onus to conduct and develop fire protection programs and should always provide for required firefighting equipment to its employees. Construction companies are bound to follow the guidelines very stringently as it concerns the life of their employees. Again, very important to always have a fire extinguisher on your heavy equipment. Always. Again, if you got any questions, give us a call at 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.